Along with individual experts, Surgeon Masters brings you life improvement strategies in 10 minutes. These proven principles and strategies are easy to learn and can be applied immediately, allowing you to practice your best. Here's your host, Jeff Smith.
Hello, everyone. On this episode of the Surgeon Masters mini podcast, I have Dr. David Hanscom. David is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon specializing in complex spine problems, recently retired, and he is the author of Back in Control, a surgeon's roadmap out of chronic pain. The principles of dealing with and solving chronic pain are fairly similar to those of coping with and thriving on stress. I'll bring you here for that. I know you have a lot of other projects that you do, the Doc Project, which is direct your own care, and so many other things that you've been adding to the value of people receiving care. So welcome, David.
Thank you, Jeff. It's good to see you.
We talked a little bit about some of the challenges that surgeons have. I'd say for the most part, we maybe think we thrive on stress. We thrive on a lot of challenges, but what's the impact of that over time?
Well, the same energy that takes us up the hill takes us right down the other side. And as you know, I was a very high-level surgeon, trained at a very high-level fellowship. And at age 37, I went from being a fearless surgeon, and I mean fearless, I was known as the Brick, was my nickname, to a panic attack in one day. So I went from being fearless to crippling anxiety in one day. How could that be?
That's amazing. Yeah, I can't even imagine. I know for me, I didn't really feel a lot of stress or anxiety over time, but as I get older, I'm starting to recognize it more. Maybe my guard is down, or maybe I'm on that other side of the hill.
Well, the key is, remember, anxiety is the result of a threat. It's not the cause. In other words, anytime you're threatened by anything, physical or mental, that your body responds with your elevated heart rate, adrenaline, cortisol, but it also fires up the immune system, which includes inflammatory cytokines. So what happens is that under constant threat, your whole body's inflamed, your brain throws off, the glial cells throw off inflammatory cytokines, so your brain's inflamed, your blood vessels are inflamed, your whole body's on fire. So what happens is that sensation generated by threat is anxiety. It's just a word that describes the reaction. So it's much stronger than your conscious brain. It's automatic. You can't solve it with conscious means. And when it's sustained, people get sick. So it turns out anxiety is an inflammatory disorder, is the result of a threat, not the cause. But here's the problem. What we also know in the neuroscience of chronic pain is that mental threats are processed in a similar manner as physical threats, but you can't escape your thoughts and emotions. And what's even worse, what got me in deep trouble was that repressed emotions and thoughts are even more of a threat than expressed thoughts and emotions. And surgeons are masters at suppressing stress. So what we do.
Yeah, I think either we self-select into that or we're trained to do that, or maybe both.
Right.
I mean, you're giving the warning, you've given the warning for years that this is an issue, and it certainly has had an impact on helping patients manage pain and anxiety and this challenge. What do you think surgeons can do to either raise their awareness or notice enough to start making changes in how they view anxiety and manage it?
Well, the key is more of what do you want in your life? What do you want your life to look like? So all of us have anxiety to survive. It's intended to be a survival response. It's intended to be incredibly unpleasant. And you can't survive without it. You have to have it. But it's what you have and not who you are. So if you spend your life fighting anxiety, trying to run from it, trying to solve it, fix it, why, you just get worn out. So you can't solve it, but you can move away from it into the life that you want. Two things happen with surgeons particularly is that, first of all, really, suppressing anxiety is how we get ahead. We use that adrenaline to push ourselves forward. So that's part of the deal. But we're so busy trying to survive our stresses every day that we forget what we want our lives to really look like. So you've heard of the term neuroplasticity. Your brain's going to develop wherever you place its attention. So if your attention is on what you want out of life, as opposed to just surviving anxiety and frustration in life in general, it's a different set of neurological circuits that gets developed.
And so there's the side on the neuroplasticity, and there's the side on the cytokines and the autonomic nervous system and how it impacts these things. How do you bring that together to addressing it?
So two parts of it. So first of all, anxiety is just the word that describes the survival reaction. So anxiety is an inflammatory reaction. So there are tools to actually decrease inflammatory markers, which directly stimulate the vagus nerve. You can directly stimulate the vagus nerve to actually be anti-inflammatory. So humming actually stimulates the muscles of the back of your throat. That's the seventh cranial nerve, which is connected to the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, which is anti-inflammatory. Slow breathing, deep breathing, breathing through your nose. There's lots of breathing exercises that actually drop your inflammatory markers. Meditation, mindfulness. And as you know from years ago, we actually taught mindfulness in our surgical techniques. And you become connected to the move. You stay calm. You stay relaxed. What I didn't know back then, which I know now through the autonomic nervous system, is that mindfulness is anti-inflammatory. So there's direct means of dropping down that inflammatory response. Then from a neuroplasticity standpoint, you want to stimulate your brain to form new circuits or shift. So if you're always in a survival mode, that's what gets reinforced. That's why anxiety tends to get worse with time, because it's a programming problem. So with neuroplasticity, you have three parts. You have awareness, separation, and then you redirect. So we talked about this years ago, again, called expressive writing. Simply write down your anxiety-producing thoughts. You throw them away. And you're throwing them away not to get rid of them, but to write with freedom. But you've now separated from the thought. You can't control them, but you can separate from them. So it does an awareness and separation in one move. And then just, you know, drop your shoulders for a second, or like if you're in surgery, just feel the instruments. You're now connected to feel. You've now redirected your nervous system into a different mode. If you're trying to fix your anxiety, you actually reinforce those circuits. So the question really is, what do I want my life to look like? So I developed a process called the DOC journey, the Direct Your Own Care journey. It's a sequence of lessons that takes you from your initial disbelief, not understanding chronic pain. Again, mental pain is a bigger problem. To actually breaking loose and moving forward, because you can't really move forward until you've let go. So it's a sequence of events that you have to partake in. But at the end of the day, what you're trying to do is learn a new language. This new language is what I call an enjoyable life. So that means you're creating new circuits in your brain that are enjoyable. These new circuits don't have the pain that the old circuits had. But if you're trying to fix your pain, what are you reinforcing? The pain, right?
Right.
So what's going on here is I call it learning a new language. The new language is an enjoyable life. If you are trying to learn French, you're not going to learn French by trying to fix your English. You're not going to learn this new life by trying to fix your old life. It's like my terrible golf swing. I wish I knew this 30 years ago. One reason I never got a good golf swing, I was always trying to fix my bad golf swing, right? I didn't know what I wanted. So I'm not into positive thinking, but I'm into a positive vision. The real question is, what do I really want out of my life and how do I pursue that? And again, we're such a survival mode as surgeons, we actually lose sight of that.
That's excellent. And it kind of gives a lot of the nuance and detail of bringing these into practical concepts. But can you restate just kind of simply what our listeners need to take away?
Anxiety is necessary for life. So is anger. It protects you. But it also protects you from being vulnerable, which is the essence of human relationships. You can't just create vulnerability without learning the tools. So the way you create your life is you learn to de-energize, or what I call develop a working relationship with anxiety and frustration. As you learn to develop this working relationship, it allows you to be creative and create the life that you want. You can't just create the life that you want just to fix anxiety and frustration, because it's too powerful. So once you de-energize these circuits, and that's what is called the DOC journey, the DOC journey, you can access it at thedocjourney.com, stands for Direct Your Own Care. But it's a sequence that's evolved over the last year, after 20 years of doing this, that allows you to start with your disbelief, understand the problem, learn to relax, use the tools, and gradually bring your nervous system into a different place. So the sequencing is really critical. But all I would ask you today is to look at anxiety as a threat, not the problem. Look at it as a word that describes a survival response. And once you learn how to de-energize that response, it's game on.
So well said, and great for our listeners. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you.
There you have it. In less than 10 minutes, this is Jeff Smith along with Dr. David Hanscom. Until the next episode of Life Improvement Strategies for the Surgeon Who Wants More. Ciao.
Now, take 10 minutes and put your plan into action to practice your best.